Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 49 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Back here, doing good.
Another Tuesday night spent over the mics. Couldn't be better, right? You got a drink on the rocks there to enjoy it?
Of course.
What's on the menu tonight?
Oh, too much lemon. It's essentially just vodka. I'm dabbling into these now. The fucking those Mott's.
The pre-made kind of mixes?
Yeah, the Mott stuff. Yeah, that's good, man. I'm lazy.
Is it lemon-based, or do you have some of that fermented lemon that you're talking about? Fermented fruit? Oh, okay, just a little lemon squeeze in there as well? Quite the mix.
Straight from the bottle.
Delicious. I've got a big jug today. It's almost like it's Pink Whitney. I've got some Aha in there, trying to stay away from the pops during the week, and Brandon told me I have to drink Aha because he works for Coke. So I got those and they're actually pretty good. So gotta admit, I think he's transferred me over to the Ahas. So I'll be paying his bonus this year.
You ever had Zevia?
Back when I was at the barn, I had it too. A couple of times. They sold it there. They got that big drink freezer at the back, and that was one of the specialty, but you know how they have the more expensive drinks. They don't have the Cokes and the Pepsis. They have all those, the healthy type drinks. I don't know. I like this one. It's got a bit of a kick to it, which kind of reminds me of the pop, and the flavor is decent. I've had the peach honey one. It's a good mix. So it's good with the Pink Whitney. And then I got some strawberries in there and some sherbet as well. So some mango sherbet. Yeah. It's a pretty nice drink. So we had I was just thinking about this the other day. I think the last four episodes we've had have been kind of episodes that we just weren't talking. It was either we had predictions, we had recaps, we had guests. So we're back, just the two of us chopping it up, and we've got some good topics on the rundown because we have been on this hiatus with different types of episodes. What do you want to get into first? I know probably the biggest thing of the weekend was the action that went down on Fight Island. How was your weekend on Saturday spent? I assume you were pretty busy on Saturday watching the fights the whole time, as I know I was as well.
Yeah, I think this is maybe the first time I've been able to actually sit down and watch it prelim to main. And it was fun. Like I usually when we do these, or with friends, see that you kind of, you're preoccupied. You're not really watching until the last fight anyway. And then even at that, you're kind of like, I'm tired. I just want to go home. But with this, it was like, I was already home. So like, it was fine. I really enjoyed the card though. They put on three in a row now that have just been solid.
So what time are you turning the TV on then? Or I guess the computer, but we'll get into that later.
Usually just whenever it kicked off. I think it started up around
So that's like 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's a lot of fights, isn't it?
Essentially, yes. A lot of promos. I think half of it was promos. I swear to God, there's like six fights that I remember. But
I mean, and you get into it. Speaking of promos as well, it's kind of funny to have. I will talk about the feature fight to start, get it off the block. We had Connor sponsoring his own event. So we had proper 12. I think we figured out it was about around the 10 mark of our podcast. So like 40 episodes ago, we had it. You had to remind me, actually. I knew we talked about it, but I couldn't actually remember if we had it.
I remember definitely having it because I wasn't too high up on it.
Yeah, it definitely kicked back. I remember now it wasn't delicious. I'll admit that. I remember back when we used to have everything straight too. So it made it 10 times worse, like no mix with the proper 12. Definitely not a good idea. So what are your thoughts though on that defeat by Conor McGregor? I know you told me you were rooting for him. We did a bit of a prediction. I know you did pretty well. I did pretty poorly, pretty much because that's the first fight I've watched probably since McGregor's last huge fight. So what are your thoughts on a loss there? And did you see that coming?
Realistically, we should have. I think that's kind of my sentiment on it. He even said it himself towards the end when he was getting interviewed. The inactivity is what he thinks costed him. I don't personally agree. I don't think that was just it. I think it was just a better game plan. Yeah, I really wish I saw this coming. But I was rooting for him in the end. But fuck, you got clean.
I don't know. I feel like even though he's won so often, when you do see a predominant winner lose, it's kind of sad. You're like,
I felt bad. It was
weird. I know. It's like a fall from grace almost. I was thinking that. I'm like, I'm glad this underdog, usually you root for an underdog, but when there's somebody who's that big and they lose, I just felt like this, like, I don't know. I was kind of sad. I was like, this shouldn't be happening. It doesn't feel right. Just fit like the theme of everything.
I just really thought he would go in there and just kill the man.
It wasn't like, wrong.
That's what I was really predicting. Yeah, it really was. No, it wasn't. He came in and he looked good. I thought. I remember him. But I remember just midway through the first, I remember going, he doesn't look the same as he usually did. When he does, like, you haven't watched it too long, so I'll explain it a bit. He usually, when he, if you look up his prior fights when he was winning, he was on this, like, kind of loose, on the ball of his kind of on his toes, kind of, not flat-footed style. He was kind of bouncing around and moving in, like, a karate stance. Like, he had wide legs. With this, it was just kind of, like, super technical, super... You'll get away with that in a boxing fight. You can't get away with this. And he saw it with the leg kicks. I mean, that'll ruin it every time.
So what happened pretty much was his leg was so beat that he just couldn't stay steady. And that led to the knockout. Is that kind of how it went down?
Yeah, essentially. That's just what catches it. He was kind of pushed him up against the fence pretty well. Had the good threat of a takedown. And you can see it when he catches him with one good left when McGregor was ducking in. He kind of stumbles a bit, and that's when you really see with a fresh leg, that's kind of tough. It's tougher to kind of bounce back and kind of catch yourself a little bit with no leg, with the lead leg chewed up like that. You're going to fall down every time.
Yeah, it's crazy, though.
Then you get claimed by more.
I know, just watching it from an outsider's perspective, it's like you're watching this fight for a couple of rounds and then it's just a split second move that ends it. And it seems like it can go either way. So it is pretty exciting. I mean, I have to preach to you that UFC is exciting, but I could never watch it on I don't think I could watch it on a long-term every weekend thing, but it was pretty fun, especially when there's nothing else on. Like, I think, not that this has to do with anything, I could be mistaken, but I don't think there were any Leafs or any Raptors on that day at night, at least.
I couldn't tell you.
This is the perfect way to finish the night. Like, had some dinner, had some drinks, and then turn the fights on later in the day. Did you have any trouble finding the a stream, or did you buy the fight? What were you? Are you scared of the Dana Gate?
Yeah, I watched the fights.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. We're going to keep this confidential.
We can't incriminate ourselves anymore.
I know, exactly. In case we want to get him on the pod one day. No, I just saw the tweets about it and like the memes, but what did he say
after? He clarified towards the end. He said the guy that they had there, apparently he picked, okay, so apparently this all stemmed from a bunch of guys that have DM'd them, basically just saying like, fuck you, I'm going to stream your fights for free. And he picked one guy that got under his nerves the most. And like somehow, I don't know, this is what he said. I don't know if this is true. Tracked down through the guy's IP. They had eyes on him. They were monitoring his calls. They were monitoring his internet usage. And apparently the second he popped a stream up, they would have got him. But apparently the guy put on a story that of like a bunch of links to like buy the stream themselves. And essentially just saying, I'm not streaming this fight. I'm not streaming any more fights. Here's some links to buy the stream or buy the fight. And I don't know, Dana gave
why, because he knew Dana was coming after him.
I guess he just wasn't going to take the risk, and that's where I think it was a smart idea from Dana, saying we got you, you know who you are. It was like a principal, almost like a high school principal telling like the stoners that they, I know which one of you has the weed, don't be bringing it. And then they all don't bring it. But in this case, the internet, everyone has weed on them in this. So the internet, everyone has a stream. No one cares.
It's like
you're not stopping.
No one left in the classroom.
And you can't. And like, so I don't really know if it was that smart. I guess. I mean, I think people are gonna. I think everyone's gonna find a way to. It's the internet. Like,
there's only so many seats in the tension room. So. I think we're safe, even no matter how you looked. I did think about really buying the year-long package, but I don't know if that's because I'd had a couple drinks and that was my like propensity to buy, but I didn't understand it. Like I was like, it says you get certain fights. I'm like, yeah. I don't know what's going on here. Like this one, I might not never watch a fight again this year when sports kicks in again. So I'm like, this is a waste of money. But I don't know, the price of that package that I saw for like six weekends in comparison to the $60 for one night, it's like, why not spend the extra 40 and then not have to worry about it again? But I'd have to look into that a bit more before dropping $100 on UFC.
I just know it's super difficult because they got the ESPN Plus deal. So they go through that, but we don't have that here. So I think Fight Pass is kind of just for like the international people now, but they can't guarantee at all because some things go, and now they have the ABC. It's just so confusing. I don't bother with their streaming service anymore.
Yeah. Speaking of UFC as well, popular topic on our podcast is Jake Paul and his fighting antics. He
finally
just
get to talk about him again.
He did find an opponent. I'll get you to talk about him more, but it looks like Jake Paul and Ben Askren are going to be fighting soon. So give us the lowdown on who this Ben lad is and how you think this fight is going to go.
I think this goes one of two ways. I think it's just a terrible fight decision. Or I think Jake knocks the guy out.
Like, either other way? Isn't that like the only two ways it could go?
Well, Ben can knock him out. I don't think that'll happen. I guess, and then the decision could go either or. I don't know who. I fuck, man. So Ben Askren is an elite wrestler with, I think, two losses in his MMA career, and that came in his last two fights. He technically holds the UFC record for fastest knockout, but he was the one knocked out.
Okay.
Record the record, though. He's an Olympian, so I like that. That gives him a chance in training, I guess. Like
an Olympian for wrestling?
Yeah, he's an Olympian for amateur wrestling. So he's a legit athlete. The only thing is he's like 37 now with a replaced hip.
Isn't that even the playing field, though?
I guess he was never known for the striking. People have said it's the worst to ever enter the UFC. So kind of take that with a grain of salt. I that's why I give it a 50-50, only because the guy is legit Olympian and you have to respect that.
So that to me is exactly who Jake wants to fight. Like when we talked about it before, it's a guy who he can't beat, but he also is legit. Like he didn't want to go right to that like top echelon. Then he loses and then it's like, where do you go from there?
Yeah, you're
going that gradual step. This is actually more than I thought it was going to be, though. I thought it would be like some guy he can definitely beat, but was like somewhat professional, which I guess you're kind of saying this guy is, but I'd say he's a lot more than semi-professional. Like he seems like a professional, definitely.
He's a professional fighter.
Exactly. Sure. So I thought that's a lot steeper of a talent arc that I thought he was going to take, but it is similar to the echelon that I thought he was going to get into eventually. So I like the choice by Jake. I think that's good call by him or his team, whoever's making that decision. Obviously, this Ben, what's his name? Ben Askren.
Ben Askren.
Like, it's great for him, too. Like, he's getting his name back in there, but.
Oh, no, it's definitely, I mean, he's, in terms of combat sports, he's already kind of a meme. I know that's kind of what he's been saying. If you Google him, you find the big knockout where he got knocked out in 5 seconds. So, I mean, what has he got to lose? Well, nothing and all the gain, except I think he's got like a bunch of other things going on so that his name can get out now. He's probably going to get $1 million, not bad. And Jake gets to fight the worst guy for the most money.
Well, Jake said he's going to add him to his
meme credibility
right beside Nate Robinson. So the meme part fits in too. He's going to be the Bernie meme, the Nate meme, and now hopefully there's not a Ben meme as well. Memes are taking over the internet, though. It's tough. It's tough sledding on Twitter now. No one's got anyone else to do, so you get that Bernie template, and everyone's running with it.
Everyone's with it.
I mean, I don't find it funny. That's all I have to say about the Jake Paul fight. I think we'll talk about it more when it gets closer to. Do you know a date? Did they announce a date?
I think it's April 17th.
Okay, so it's coming around the corner. Obviously, we got some time before that happens. It is much watch TV, but that's not the only thing that you can watch nowadays. Have you been tuning into The Bachelor recently? Or are you not a Bachelor fan?
I have not. I am a fan of the show. I'm a fan of the idea and the concept. I would love to be on the show if they ever wanted me to be on it. Either or seasons, I don't care. You can take this one. I had MMA. You get this.
Well, I watched it last night. Me and Maria watched it 8 to 10 o'clock, just after we ate dinner. And I'll admit, like, I've watched a ton of seasons of The Bachelor. Like, I grew up with my mom, my sister. Like, my dad's in bed before TV time even starts at home. So there was a lot of The Bachelor happening in my house. This season I haven't watched fully just because I was like back and forth at the beginning, but now that I'm settled in here in Toronto, I'm definitely gonna watch it every week. Probably. So, a couple things I want to run by you and hear your thoughts on. I think it's good for us. We just talked about sports, but there's some listeners who don't like sports and they want to hear about the entertainment and the shows like The Bachelor. So we'll give that some airtime as well. What's the first thing that happened yesterday? So I guess kind of the craziest part of the episode was they brought in five, I think, new women. So they've had a couple weeks already. And then they brought in these new people. So it created this whole the OGs versus the new girls. Everyone was pissed off. And like, I understand it. There's a ton of girls on that show still. I don't know. It's been going for a couple weeks and there's still like 20, 25 people on there, I would say. And it's hard to find time with the guy. They call it like time away, time alone, or whatever. I guess, I don't know. Would you be pissed off? Like, these girls are absolutely screaming, acting like these like people have like ruined their chances at even getting a chance. I think his name's Matt. Getting a chance with Matt. And it's like, if Matt's not spending time with you already, then like shouldn't you get the message already?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky show, though. Don't they? Don't I know the women are a lot more cattier with the guy time. So they're like, you'll see they'll interrupt meetings sometimes, right? And they'll insert themselves in their conversation to get their guy time. Is that what it is? Like, do
I
these
mean,
people have no? They like have never talked to the person before.
I'm trying to think of, I think it's pretty bad either way. Like they, so especially on like the rose ceremony night, they'll all try to get their 5 minutes, but they'll always, like you said, there'll be these girls or the guys, depending which show it is, they'll come up and they'll be like, could I take him away? And it's like the girl's been talking, like hasn't even said hello yet, and there's already somebody coming up. So that's definitely a bad aspect too. So when some of these new girls came in and they were trying to snag time on the rose ceremony night, some people were pretty pissed off because it's like they haven't had their time, and next thing you know, they could be gone, even though they've been there longer than the girls. But yeah, that I don't know. It was kind of an interesting dynamic, and I don't know why they added it. I don't know if these girls were just like plants. I know a couple people went home. I'm not sure about a couple, but at least one girl had to leave the show. I think something was going on with her father, so maybe some girls left, so they wanted to bring in some fresh people as well. So that was an interesting part of the episode. Another thing that stuck out to me was they were doing like it. This is something that I do not remember, like original like Bachelor back when we were in like public school, middle or high school. The challenges were extremely competitive. Like they literally did like a boxing in a ring. And they
No
had
way.
headgear on, but like this, I mean, I know they can put some definitely some good editing on that. But the one girl got clocked right in the nose. And the guy's like, we're done with this here. Like she wasn't knocked out or anything, but she was like icing her nose. And then they've got like scavenger hunts and relay races where it's like crazy shit now. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. And it's like, I guess it just seemed like it was almost like Survivor for the challenges rather than The Bachelor. But I don't know. I guess they're trying to tailor to a bunch of different demographics. But I don't know. I think you would have, there was some boxing on there. I thought you would have liked that if you tuned in.
I might now. That's funny. I was wondering, like, when do they just like do a full on like MMA fight? Do
I'm not
you
kidding
get
though.
Ronda Rousey on there on the Bachelor?
I felt a little uncomfortable. I was like, somebody's gonna get hurt here. There's like some size difference between the girls as well, but I don't know. Matt stepped in there, shut it down, saved the day. So it ended up
How
working.
do you they shut it down? Were they just like, no, as soon as like one person got hit, well, they're like, oh no, we can't do this.
Well, she got
I didn't
socked
think you'd throw
right
a
in the
punch.
nose. Well, I mean, they had headgear. I think I think what happened was they didn't think it was going to, everyone was going to be as competitive. But like, what are you supposed to do? Like, just push each other. Like, they were throwing fists, some of these people. So yeah, that was interesting. That stuck out to me in the one episode I watched. What else happened? Oh, one of the new girls was accused of being an escort. And there's this one girl, she is, or an entrepreneur, depends how you want to say it. Like, some people say different things. But this one girl is just crazy. And like, I know people can't see, but like, she shows all of her teeth when she talks the whole time. She's got the weirdest mouth I've ever seen. It looks like gums. Like when people take their dentures out, old people a bit, and it's like her teeth are always like that. And she kept saying, she's like, she entertained men for money. She was saying the whole fucking show. So this was the big theme. Like, everyone thought that there was no rationale they decided at the end of the show. Like, this was not true. But this girl, like, was, they were both from Chicago, and she heard this rumor that she was an escort. And then by the end of the show, she brought it up, and she's just like, that's not true at all. Like, I've had a boyfriend since I was like 16. Well, obviously she doesn't now, but she has for like,
I'm gonna say, damn, poor guy.
So I don't know. You gotta watch clip. Like, you probably, it's gotta be on TikTok or something coming on to you.
That's funny. But there's a few things that I've seen from it from TikTok. I saw the open eyes kissing thing on TikTok. That was funny.
Yeah, I know. I got that too. I threw that in the notes as well. I actually, he was closing his eyes though on some of those kisses. Like, for example,
it wasn't that weird, I thought.
Not to, like, make any
assumptions. He was a little overblown, but...
Yeah, like,
It's not like he was, like...
He kisses, like, five, at least 10 people a show, 2 hours. He's bound to make a couple of mistakes.
My eyes be tired, too.
Well, and it didn't help, along with this weird mouth girl. It didn't help because the new girl came in, who's accused of being the escort or entrepreneur. She went in and kissed him right away. She's like, I'm gonna make up for lost time. So that was kind of went along with this rumor and like added some sparks to the fire. So that was an interesting one. And then I guess the only other thing was, there's this girl named Victoria, and she is just toxic. She's I don't know. I think she's a plant. I think like she's like, they've got to have these people who they just obviously keep in for the plot, but she's just terrible. Like, she's not funny for one, but she acts like she's a comedic genius, but she just makes fun of people. But it's like, makes fun of people for like serious things. It's not like a funny joke. I mean, I shouldn't talk. I'm making fun of this girl's mouth, but like, she's not very nice. So she's, I feel bad doing
it. On the show. Yeah.
No, she's just like, and her name is Victoria and her job is queen. So I don't know. What? I don't know what she really does, but she needs to go. And if anyone watches the show, it's sickening to watch. It's like one of those plots.
You need that though. You need that on the show.
Sometimes you like that drama and it brings you back, but she's just like too much. Like, she makes me mad. There's a difference between like, I'm into this and now I'm just like, I want to fast forward. And I think it's getting to that point where they got to get rid of her because there's too many other good options. I think you got to watch next week though.
Well, I might
block in your calendar 8 to 10. I'll be watching it. It's a good 10 minute rundown of what happened in The Bachelor. Keep everyone entertained. I know got lots of listeners who watch The Bachelor and listen to the podcast. I got my mom, my sister. That's probably it. I don't know. But I was looking at the demographic split, and it's getting closer to 50-50 on the podcast. So I think we have to tailor more to these traditionally feminine shows, which I think is a good idea. So we'll keep it going.
Jeffree Star the whole time.
No, I'm not a Jeffree Star fan. And from what I've been watching on the YouTube drama, he's kind of a no-no on the conversation right now. No, I think he's kind of approaching cancel territory
again
from what I've heard. He's digging himself out, and then people are just hammering him back down.
What are you doing, Jeffree? Get back down there.
All right, so we got the UFC to start, got The Bachelor, now we got to have the other sports bun finish off this sandwich to start. Did you happen to watch any of the football games on Sunday? If you didn't, it's okay, because I watch sports from literally 1 p.m. till 11 p.m. on Saturday.
I watched Sunday. So. I watched one half, the first half, and then I was done. The score was too high, and I didn't care.
Was that the Chiefs Bills game? Both. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we're going to talk football a decent amount next week. We have a guest on who really enjoys football, and it's Super Bowl week. So I'm not going to dive into it too much, but I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about it a bit. I mean, I did say it on our 2021 predictions podcast. This is the year that I thought Mahomes is going to take over Brady, kind of take that torch. And now the stage is set. Patty's playing Tom next week. Sure. Next weekend, so hopefully Mahomes can take that W, and then it'll just start the kind of new generation. I mean, obviously, Tom, even if he loses, he'll be back next year, and they'll probably be better than they were this year. But
is that a fact? That'll be guaranteed to come back.
Yeah, I think he signed a 2-year contract with the Bucks.
I thought the Bucks weren't like that touted.
They weren't that touted in regards to.
Well, I just remember everyone was like, oh, I don't think they'll make the Super Bowl this year. And then they did.
Yeah, I mean, no, not at all. Like, no one – people projected it just because they had Tom. But before that, no, they weren't close. But if you have Tom Brady, you have Tom Brady. And you showed it this year. I think they finished, like – I could be wrong in saying this. I want to say they were fifth seed, right? It's not like they were a one seed like the Packers or the Chiefs. They came in as a fifth seed, but – they're here again, and he's, I think they said Tom's been in, I can't remember if it's 18 or 28% of all of the Super Bowls, and it's in like the recent era. It's absolutely insane how many Super Bowls he's been in.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so as I said, we'll talk about that more next week. Yeah, and I don't know. I know if you didn't watch games, we won't talk about it too much, but Matt LaFleur's got tiny nuts, and Andy Reid has huge watermelon nuts, and that's all.
Who are these people, and what are their nuts?
Matt LaFleur is the Green Bay coach, so they were down. What were they down? They must have been down 8 points with about just north of a 2-minute warning to go in the game, and he decided to kick a field goal. So then they were down 5, but that just didn't make much sense, because being down 5 is not much different from being down 8 with only one more possession, right? So they should have went for it. They could have got a touchdown on 4th down. And if not, they would have had like the same situation, like decent field position. They got them pushed back, and he just kicked the field goal, and then they never got the ball back and they lost. And like, they're just fucking up the Aaron Rodgers era. Like, you're seeing people are so mad that, I mean, rumors that he might leave now. I think he kind of reeled that back, but still, like, it's just a major fuck up. And then Andy Reid, watermelon nuts.
Big nuts.
He's a big guy. He's got bigger nuts, even comparison to his kind of heavier set body, but those nuts are huge.
Why are they huge?
He threw on 4th down with about, I would say, a minute left in the last week's game. So he's the coach of the Chiefs. Oh, so he ran it. Everyone thought they weren't going to run the play, and then they were going to punt it with about a minute left and give the ball back. But he ran this like throw on the last down, and they got a 1st down. It was over. So Andy Reid's got huge nuts, and that's the reason why they went farther than Matt LaFleur with his little nuts. So I think that's enough.
How is
what's that?
One more. Well, I got a cue. How is he? Wasn't that guy concussed?
So I don't know.
I heard he entered concussion protocol.
Yeah. So
how's that work?
Last.
Go out there and play a football game. You're fine.
I guess. Well, a week from Sunday, like 2 games ago, he left the game with. He went to like the blue tent and left the game with concussion protocol. That game, he also had like toe turf. So his like foot was fucked up, and then by the end his head was fucked up and he had to leave. So they just slipped out that game. I thought he was done. Like, he like almost like fainted when he was going.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, well, you guys won this game you're playing next week, though. Like, you're done then. And then I heard he was playing, and I was like, that doesn't sound like
yeah, state. So some people were saying he just got the air knocked out. Like, he fell on the ball, and he got the air knocked out of him, and it wasn't actually a concussion. Like, I know Big Nuts Reed, he
That's
said
what he was saying. He
didn't even use the concussion word after the game. Other people say that they don't want, like, Chad Henne as the quarterback in, like, the championship game rather than Patrick Mahomes. So Goodell was okay with kind of pushing that under the rug. Obviously, that's just that's not truthful, but that's just what some people are saying. But I don't know. I guess concussions heal in less than a week, and that's the conclusion that we're going to have to go for, which I was not very optimistic, but
everyone is saying Patrick Mahomes
isn't going to not play. So that's
I don't, yeah, I thought they were done. I didn't follow it. I was like, oh, they'll get him next year, I guess, and whatever. So it seems like this guy is always going to be there. I've heard too much about him now.
I know
it's concussion protocol.
Scary because
like, I thought that meant at least you're out for like a month.
Well, probably like 50% of the people in football have concussions anyways. So I think it's maybe a bit different 100%. Than other sports. So I guess that's why. But it was scary. Like I really like Patrick Mahomes. They're like my favorite team for the last couple of years, obviously, since I started watching football. And I'm like, that's kind of fucked up that he's playing. Like he's only 25? He's already, his melon's already going to get mushed up and he's only this young. It's kind of scary to see like such a young person going through that shit. But I guess that's just the game of football.
I mean, yeah, that's fucked. But I was just curious about that. I don't really know how that works. I just know in hockey and in basketball, they got you for a while, it seems.
No, totally agree.
Football's disgusting. A running back's brain is like 80 years old by the time he's done.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people don't really draft their running backs too high unless they're a star because there's so much wear and tear on them. It's like, what? How much can you expect? There's only so many that can sustain that play for so long that it's a lot of teams aren't spending their top tier picks on it. From what I understand, obviously, as I say, I'm not an expert football fan, but from my friends and from consuming media, that's what you see. Like, you look at Saquon Barkley, I think he went second overall, or did he go? I think
he went top second. Five for sure.
Yeah, like he went high, and he missed the full season this year, and that's your second round pick. Obviously, that's different. Well, he had different types of injuries, but still, would a wide receiver have had those same injuries that he had? Maybe, but you never know, right?
They go like head first in too, and they run. It's fucked. That guy's got legs though. Mm-hmm. I've seen that guy's legs.
That guy's strong. He's my fantasy keeper for my one league I'm in, so hopefully he can bounce back next year. Had to.
I know nothing about football, just legs. I sat him
on my bench all year because this keeper league I'm in doesn't have an IR spot. So I literally he's one of the best players, fantasy players in football, or he should be, and he just sat there on my bench because I couldn't do anything with him, and I wasn't gonna drop him. Like, he was my keeper last year. I'm not gonna drop him. I need to keep him. So. Bit frustrating, but whatever. Take that up with the commissioner next year. I actually sent a frustrated message about halfway through the season when I wasn't doing well and I had like 100 injuries. I'm like, don't you think we need maybe an injury spot here because it's a keeper league and we have zero injury spots and there's COVID going on where like players are missing half the games. It's a bit ticked off, but they're like, yeah, I think that's a good call. I'm like, nice. He's like, yeah, we'll reevaluate it next season. I'm like, what? That's fucking ridiculous.
The league meeting.
My other league's got like three injury reserve spots. I don't know. I don't know the guys though. I don't want to trip them, but yeah, that was a bit frustrating of a season, but I got over it.
That's tough, man.
Keep on the sports side. Bit sad news, at least personally. I don't know about for yourself, but I don't remember if it was last week or the week before. I got a text from my mom. Actually, she broke the news to me. She's like, Tim and Sid are kind of announcing their breakup. So the famous 2 or 3 hour radio and now TV show, Tim and Sid is on Sportsnet. So pretty much every time I'm home or eating dinner, my family's watching Tim and Sid. They've been together for over 20 years doing radio, doing different skits, now on TV together. Sid is leaving. They're doing their last episode together on February 26th. The show will continue. Tim will still host it. They'll have an array of different guests on. I don't think they've completely finalized what's happening. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. Sid's going to go do breakfast television with Dina in the morning, which is a pretty good gig. I got to give it to him, but crazy that he's going to that mainstream media. Do you have any thoughts on this? Are you a big Tim and Sid fan?
I know of the show. I've seen it a few times. It's also kind of a big thing in my family. I know my brother and my dad really like it, but I was never really too much into kind of watching it. Listening to it. I then watched more of it when it was like a show.
Yeah.
And I did like it because I always thought it always seemed more like a visual thing when they like on radio. They're always like talking about clips and highlights and stuff, and now they can actually just show them. So I always thought that was a bit better of a transition. But yeah, no, that is sad. That's weird. Was it like a falling out, or was it just like, I got a better gig, I'm sorry, I have to take this?
I did a quick Google search. I mean, I didn't watch the episode when they talked about it. I don't really want to because it's kind of sad. I'm like, I don't really want to watch this. I'll probably watch the one on the 26th. But to answer your question, I don't think anything's been announced. I'll say a couple things from just being the casual observer of the show. There was not a lot of Tim and Sid during the summer and during quarantine. That being said, it was maybe just like each of the individuals taking some time away to spend with their family, taking a week off, because obviously crazy times, people need more time away. They had a lot of, what I was getting at is they had a lot of guests. So it wouldn't all, like, obviously they were still together for the majority of the shows, but there was a good portion of the shows where they'd have other Sportsnet people step in as the co-host. So that kind of stuck out to me. And then I was watching it probably, I would say, what, I've been in Toronto for probably 2-3 weeks now. So I would say about just over 3 weeks ago, I noticed usually they go back and forth kind of arguing, but then they'll always come to like a conclusion at the end and then they'll cut to commercial. Like it's all good. Like they all bring it back and they kind of get on the same page. But I noticed a couple times Tim was like, yeah, I don't want to get into this, Sid, or like, it's just, we're not going to do this again.
They were a bit angry.
I'm not trying to start rumors or anything, but it just seems bizarre to me that they're so set and they're so together. They've been together forever. Maybe he just wanted to get away and try something new because he was bored of it, right? Like if you have the opportunity to go to like breakfast television and you want to start a new gig, go for it. But it just, something seems a little fishy to me. And I don't know, if we did this for 20 years, fuck, I'd probably hate you too, and you'd hate me double how much I hated you. So,
well, that's why I'm glad you said you understand it, because I actually just got an email from television.
You're gonna be given weather with Frankie Flowers or something like that in the morning. You're quitting.
I would love to be a weatherman.
I mean, I'd hate that. That'd be such a difficult job. I think you gotta be. I mean, I know you're just reading it off a teleprompter, but you're pointing and everything.
I think you actually have to go to like a school for it. I think you actually have to have knowledge about weather. Yeah.
You can't just read
the Farmer's Almanac like I do.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah, I don't know. It's sad though. Tim and Sid, like, that's a dinner time show. That's on almost every time when I'm at home, and you kind of get your sports news. They get a ton of good interviews. I mean, it's staying, so it's still going to be that tradition for my family, but. Won't be the same without their two personalities together. They were really good together. So
they were, but it is kind of funny when you're watching them, you kind of always think like, I think Sid would be the guy to get his own show. I never really thought, you know, Tim could thrive on his own.
Well, I think it's for a different audience because
they're just really good together though. But like, yeah. I think together as a unit, they're way better than they are. Each of them are solo.
Cause I think from an outsider's perspective, I think I like Tim better for his takes, and I think he's more prepared, but yes. Sid has those theatrics that kind of bring people the clickbait. So that's why they're so good together, because if you put those together, that's exactly what you want. So I don't know. I think they're good together. So I think they will have to bring in somebody who's a bit of a character to be the co-host with Tim, which kind of segues well into the question I wanted to throw off to you. I know I'm putting you on the spot here. No pressure. I've got some names here, but does anyone come to mind who you think could join the Sportsnet team and kind of host this new show? I mean, I was going to call it Tim and Sid, but it'll be kind of Tim and this name. Anyone pop in your head?
Damn, in terms of like, in terms of like on-air sports guys, that's kind of hard to think. Because a lot of them just, because I don't know, it got to encompass kind of all sports. So I don't really know how a lot of these guys would do. But when I think of like a good on-air personality, I remember, I think of Jay and Dan, but they're kind of together.
Yeah.
You can't really pick them. I saw you had
one. You want me to hit with a couple?
You had a good one listed that I actually do like in Steven Brunt.
Yeah. Well, Steven, this is what I was going to get into. So there's kind of been three guys. You know how I was saying there's these co-hosts that slip in? You got Steven Brunt, you got Donovan Bennett, and you got Arash Madani. They've been doing a lot of this, the kind of co-hosts. So I'm curious if one of them will step in and do it full time. To me, the one who, I don't want to say it, for me, I think Donovan Bennett would be the guy. I think his name's Bennett. Donovan Bennett would
be the guy. I'm completely unaware to that man. I have
no idea. Yeah, he's been on there a lot. I think he'd be a good fit. I just think,
what does he do? What's his shtick?
I think he's everything, bit of everything. Is he a bit of everything? I mean, I'm not familiar with him as well. I've just seen him on the show a lot, and from what I've seen, he's got a bit of everything. I don't know his background, but I think he'd be a good fit. Just the other two, like Steven Brunt is great, and like he's excellent on radio. He's but he's just kind of like, I don't want to say he's old because that's such a bad excuse, but I feel like when you have one of these changes, you kind of have to have like a monumental new person come in. Like you can't just like shove somebody who's already there in, and it just doesn't seem right. Like
it'd be like if they replaced him with like Bob McGowan.
Yeah.
Kind of like, well, he's already done stuff. Why would you get him? Let's get a new guy.
Yeah. And
I agree with that.
You know what's funny? Somebody else who stuck out to me, I think he's too tailored to hockey, but when you were saying who's tenured, like Ron McLean stepped right into my head. And I don't think he's more of a Saturday guy, but like, and he's more of a hockey guy, but he's just a genuinely great personality.
He's great. He's a good lead.
That would be like, if they could somehow get him, that would be incredible, I think.
No, he'd be great on that. He's very good.
That's not who I had written down, because when I was thinking about personalities, I said to replace Sid, the one that came to mind was Paul Bissonnette to me. Like, I don't think it's going to happen. Like, he's already got spit and chicklets. He's bringing in all this ad money. And I don't think he's at a point of his life where he wants to have to sit down every single day and do radio. I also don't know if he's polished enough for it, but he does do like the Phoenix Coyotes broadcast. So I think he is. That being said, I don't think this is the gig for him, but I think him and Tim together would be pretty hilarious. And the only problem with him though, I don't know if he doesn't have the holistic view of all sport. I don't think, I think he's too focused on hockey as well. But just his character would be a good flair. And I do notice that as the show has progressed, it does kind of have these more edgy jokes, things like that. It just seems more acceptable. I don't know if it's during COVID, like people are just getting a bit crazier and they don't mind seeing stuff like that to entertain them. But I don't know. I think that'd be a good fit.
I do agree with that. No, I don't see that ever happening, but I do agree with that. He would be a great fit on it. He's a good charismatic guy. And I think that's what you kind of need. I think that's something that if they got like a Brunt or a McLean, they would be great on it, but you don't have the, I don't know, maybe they don't want to replace the kind of charisma I think Sid brought, but they kind of need something to kind of anchor that role. You can't really have two organized guys kind of just, then you just have two news reporters essentially.
Yeah, doing exactly. The desk. Exactly.
You got to have like a guy you tune in. Like, you don't tune in for like Sid, but you tune in for like the antics, I guess.
Yeah.
You kind of need an unpredictable guy.
No, totally agree. It is sad though, like I said, but I'll definitely tune in. Got it in my calendar. A month from today, actually, recording on the 26th. So one more month of Tim and Sid, and then we'll see what happens after. I mean, I don't want to compare it to Jeopardy because obviously completely different circumstances with Alex Trebek passing away, but it's similar where there's this vacancy in the show, and I feel like they might go a similar path where they don't immediately fill the host role. They kind of do a wide array of guest hosts, things like that, and then they make their decision whenever all the dust is kind of settled. That's probably how it'll go, in my opinion, but we'll see.
Whatever happened to Cabby?
He'd
be great on that.
He's with Bleacher Report. I don't want to be mean, but I think he's on to like bigger and better things. He's doing the Bleacher Report betting. from what I've seen on Twitter. So I think he went down south to America, and he's probably making some big bucks down there because he's a great personality.
That's big time. He would have been great on that show, though.
Yeah, if
he kept it local.
That's a very good call, Jack. I think he would fit that kind of Sid personality, mm-hmm. but he has that holistic view of all sports, which is important.
I didn't know he was in America. Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think we talked about that for a while. Maybe we'll throw it off to a couple leftover topics that didn't fit any of the other banners. Did you see that Canada Basketball was fined $220,000 for skipping a November qualifier? And they're also going to possibly be docked 1 point in their next qualification tournament. I'm going to assume you didn't see that, but it's actually kind of a crazy story that I wanted to bring up because Canada is appealing this. So pretty much FIBA, which is the Federal Basketball Association, they hit this fine because I think Canada skipped the tournament in November qualifier. So
was that for like a health concern or
so
they couldn't travel?
Yeah, it was against like health. I don't know if it's Canadian health protocol or just general health protocol due to COVID. They thought it was best not to go. And
did they not like tell someone or did they just completely like does that happen?
I mean, they formally probably said we're not going, but then
and what's the, how do you find someone for that? That seems bizarre to be like, so, oh, you're not coming because of this because you can't. Well, you're done.
Well, this is why they're appealing. I totally agree. But kind of what this thing is, it seems like it's kind of a threat because I think there's another qualifier coming up in February. So they're kind of saying, if you do this again, you're going to get hit with this threat, this fine again, et cetera. So I think what it seemed like and what kind of the head of Canada Basketball thought this was kind of like a kick in the ass to make sure they get to the next tournament. So kind of crazy that it just shows the Canadian government, and this is probably for the good. It's causing a lot of disruption within sport nowadays, whether it be Raptors not playing in Canada, having a Canadian bubble in the NHL. So kind of the health side of the government and all the main doctors in Canada are making these decisions, which it's good to see that they're kind of putting their foot down and making these decisions. Although it does disrupt some of our favorite sports, is at least they're making a decision and basing it on the science that they think is right. So I thought that was an interesting story, and I'm curious to see what happens with that because it just kind of seems like a bit of an ethical issue. But when I guess you're talking about people or organizations such as FIBA, which when I hear FIBA, I think of FIFA, which is definitely not known for their ethics. So it doesn't surprise me overall.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid. Yeah.
So that's kind of a weird one there. Another one, I don't know. Anything else happening for you for the last couple of weeks?
No, you wrote loudest cock ever in the notes.
Yeah, I did. I knew that would pop your eyes out. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a stupid story. I was watching the football game, obviously, on Sunday, and I was getting so pissed off. Because I'm up here at Maria's apartment. She's got the internet. And I don't know what it is, but I'm Chromecasting the game. And it is stopping every, 4 minutes. I'm like, fuck me. I just want to watch this game. And it's not her fault. Like, I'm getting a little grumpy.
No, it's her
fault. Holy shit. Like, the internet's so bad. And then she's like, all right, I'm going to call. Like, I would be fed up with, if I were her, I would have been really fed up with myself because I was just, like, projecting. She's like, she went and called. But the fucking guy who she called had, like, a full-on rooster, like, cock-a-doodling doing in the background of the phone. So that's the loudest cock I've ever seen. That's why
I thought he was like peeing or something.
No. So the guy, but it was, it sounds stupid to just like, I don't even know why I'm telling the story. I just threw it in the, you know how we have the running notes for the podcast? But I'm not kidding. Like we had to do that. You know how when you get on a call with internet people, it's pretty like serious and you have to concentrate, right? Like they're reading steps and then we're doing it. So there's a lot of silent back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I just hear Mira laughing in the other room. Like, what the fuck? Why is she laughing about this like internet guy? Is he like,
this guy's really funny.
Is he like mowing my lawn here or what? So I went in there, not that reason. I went in to help her, but then I was like, she's laughing. And I'm like, what is this guy a comedian? There's a fucking rooster here. So sure enough, like, I don't know if this guy obviously working from home, but the guy's on like a farm and this rooster is like so fucking loud. Like you can't even in between these like store, like kind of instructions, you just hear this rooster and he's not reacting. Like he's not at least when I was in there, he's not like, sorry, there's a rooster in the background, right? Like, you think it would maybe like create a joke and you'd give him a better rating or something, but I don't know.
His calls are probably monitored, so he can't be like, sorry,
yeah. My cock's annoyed right now. Yeah, I don't know. It was just a...
Did he address it at all? Like, he just didn't...
I don't know. I'd have to ask her, but at least from what I saw, he did not address the situation. But I don't know. I thought that was a funny little story. I guess to kind of end off the podcast, because we're getting through the topics now.
The last thing in my mind was when I read Virgin Mobile rep story, loud cock. I was not thinking the most literal term for that. I thought it was going to be something completely more Harvey Weinstein-esque.
No.
Have a real scandal on her hand.
No creepiness, nothing like that. That is a definite sign of the time. Stuck at home, trying to stream the sports that we finally get. Internet's working. And then you just hear this guy, like, clearly working from home as well, trying his best, but his rooster's, like, disrupting the whole... And in conclusion, internet still sucks, but we did figure out a way to get the game streaming a little better, so it all worked out.
It's funny. I'm pretty sure Chromecast just sucked.
The
internet at all.
No, I know.
Chromecast just trash.
So it's AirPlay, and I gave up on AirPlay, and we're just plugging it. We're just doing HDMI now, and it was a little better. That's how we watched Bachelor, because the Bachelor was skipping on AirPlay too, so... We decided we're just gonna do straight to the HDMI because that didn't cause as much problems. So talking about the Bachelor on the show, no cable. Now that we're talking about the Bachelor on the show, we can't be having these laggy streams. So
I'll get into this now. I'm gonna get into the Bachelor.
Yeah, maybe we'll get some sort of pool going. That'll be our next pick 'em. Got to pick who goes home every week.
Dang. That's bold. I'll do that. That's fun. I'm not picking Victoria. Victoria's going all the way now.
Queen Victoria is out.
Oh, I didn't even clue in. It's Queen Victoria.
You didn't catch that? Yeah, that's the allure.
That's the reference?
Yeah.
She just talked to all the Canadians out there. I'll be like, don't get this.
There is a Canadian girl. She went to Wilfrid Laurier, actually. She's quite close to us in age, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
What's this Matt character? I know a lot of the previous guys, they always had like a distinguished like job. I remember there was like a pilot named like Pete or something
Pete.
What's this guy?
I'm trying to rack my brain here. I need
Mortician Matthew.
No, he's kind of boring though, so that might make sense. But I think he was a friend of a former Bachelor, if I'm remembering correctly. I don't know if he was an athlete. I think that might just be because he's like very tall, and that's flooding my memory. But yeah, it was a while back. My sister told me, but I do believe he is a friend of a Bachelor. Like, he hasn't been on the show before, so I think that's how he got on there.
That's funny. How do you get on? You get a reference?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I found him a little odd. I think he's getting some not very great reviews of his season. I know.
I haven't heard any scandals. Like, I assume the guy's boring.
I think that's the thing. He's just boring. I have a problem with him because, and it's not his fault, but he's so tall that he's like a foot taller than some of these girls. So he's never looking them in the eye. So he looks kind of disinterested to me. And if you watch the show, maybe you'll notice it next week, but it looks like the guy's just like dumbly looking, but I think he's just so tall. He's always like, look these people in the eyes when they're talking.
He's got so many concussions. He's hitting his head off the frame. He's hitting the road signs. It looks like Mahomes up there.
Yeah, so we'll give it a listen next week, and we'll talk about it some more. Anything else on the radar for you this week, Jay, or you want to stop it there?
No, I don't think anything's on the radar. I can't remember, man. I don't know what's upcoming anymore. Someone just tells me.
Speaking of upcoming, we'll give a little teaser for some of the guests we have coming up. We've got a pretty full slate the next couple of weeks. I'd say we've got some guests hooked up. We've got some special episodes, so we're pretty excited about. So obviously, we said this is the 49th episode, so big milestone episode 50 next week. Also Super Bowl week, so we'll have a bit of a football theme as well. And we're going to have a guest, one of my close friends, Ben Rudolph from my work, is going to hop on. He's big into the marketing side, which I really like. He's big into Apple, and he's also big into football. So we thought it was a pretty good guest to hop on. Obviously, you don't know Ben, but you'll get to go know him on the podcast and maybe hit him with some questions. So he's a really good guy. He'll be a good guest. And then we also got some international guests hopping on as well. I reached into my traveling notebook and my contact list. So I'm going to get a guy named Ryan Hughes on. He's from Australia. He was actually a tour guide for us when we went to were on our bus trip in Europe in 2019. And then two lads from Finland who were kind of my, not mentors, but they were my exchange kind of tour group. They're Jarkko and Vino. Not going to give a shot at their last name. They can say it on the podcast, but we're going to try to get the two of them on. That one's going to be... The problem with the two international guests here is like we're working with some time zone problems. So Ryan will probably be stopping pints with us at like 11 in the morning. And then we might have to film on like a Sunday with the other guys, right? Because it's a 7-hour time zone for Finland, 6 or 7. So we'll figure that out. And we want to get some international flair, get some stories going. I know all those guys have a lot of either travel or experience with travelers, which are always provide some funny stories. So I know you're not as close to them as I was, but I think that makes it even better because you can hit them with some questions maybe have to do with me or have to do with some stories from our friend group. So I think those will be some fun interviews, and maybe we'll be going 2 a week for the next couple of weeks so we can continue to talk ourselves, because I know this is fun as well as just shooting the shit. So if you know any of the people who I just mentioned as guests, I know we kind of teased it there, but shoot us some DMs with any questions you want to ask them, any stories you want us to bring up, because that makes it even more fun when you got some questions from the audience and from our listeners. Any final remarks there, Jay?
Oh, just excited. A lot of Euros, a lot of local bands. Can't wait to talk.
All right. It was nice to get Jack and I on the mics together. We chopped it up about Fight Island, talked about The Bachelor for probably 75% of the episode, and we did some football as well. So it was a pretty good episode. Thanks to everyone for listening. We'll check you next week. Take it easy. Peace.